The Golden Age of Radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the Golden Age of Radio, test your football knowledge with We Want a Touchdown, featuring college teams from Colgate and New York University. We'll also enjoy the Lou Holtz Laugh Club and Wild Bill Elliott and the Mystery of the Vanishing Stagecoach. Stay tuned for the Golden Age of Radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, test your knowledge with We Want a Touchdown, featuring college teams from Colgate and New York University. We'll also hear an episode of Wild Bill Elliott and the Mystery of the Vanishing Stagecoach. Right now, the Lou Holtz Laugh Club as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says,
I've discovered that the only time a married man gets to open his mouth is when he yawns.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. I'm glad to see that everybody's here today.
Oh, Mr. Holtz, you wonderful, wonderful man.
Well, what's come over you, Ginger?
I just love that speech you made yesterday.
That speech I made yesterday? It was trash.
Yes, I know it was trash, but it was such great trash.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, Mr. Holtz, when the members read your speech in the club newspaper, they'll cry their eyes out.
But why should they cry?
I'll have it printed on onion skin paper.
Here's a story about my old friend Sam Lapidus. He's walking down the street and he's talking to himself. He says, today I am married for 15 years. Today's an anniversary. He says, I got to get something for my wife, for that sweet woman. For that sweet patootie, my heart's lesbian. He said, what can I get her? What? He said, our wristwatch, she's got it. A lavalier. She don't need it. Well, sir, he passes a bird shop. He goes into the bird store, says to himself, maybe a novelty will catch the good woman's fancy. He walks in the man, he says, I am married for 15 years. I want to get something for my wife. I don't know exactly what I want. Surprise me. The man said, we have here a South American cockamania. The Peter says, what is it, a cockamania? The fellow says, that's a bird. It's a South American bird, speaks 11 different languages. Lupita says, that's for me. I'll buy the birdie for my wife. I'll buy him for ornamental purposes. At home, he can be there. When my wife is alone, together with the birdie, they can knock off our Buenos Nachos. He says, how much you want for the cockamania? The fellow said, $1,100. Lupita said, ah. Are you trying to pay off the national debt? The guy says, there he is, $1,100. Take it or leave it. Lapidus says, you ain't bluffing in the bother. You ain't bluffing in the bother. Here's a check, $1,100. Here's my address. You'll send the buddy to my house. I got to go to the office. He goes to his office, arrives at his home at 8:30 at night, walks in. He says, Elsevier, you got him, huh? Sensation? You got the buddy? You got him? His wife says, he's a beauty. He's cooking in the oven. But Peter says, cooking in the oven? That is a cockamania. South American. Costs $1,100. Speaks 11 different languages. His wife says, he didn't say anything to me.
Mr. Holtz, have you written your speech for the mayor's dinner tonight?
No, not yet. I want to think about it.
Now, Mr. Holtz, you've got to speak. This is no time to think.
I should have known. Meetings adjourned.
Something new, something different, something swell to eat. And here it is, and you'll all want to try it. It's called Golden Apricot Pie, the most unusual dessert you've served in a long time. Made with delicious orange jello combined with apricots, and it's easy to make, and here's what you do. First, dissolve one package of orange jello in hot water and chill until thickened. Then combine half a pound of cooked dried apricots with a quarter cup of sugar. Fold the apricots into the thickened jello and turn into a cold, baked pie shell. Chill until firm, cover with whipped cream, and give your family a grand new treat. For Golden Apricot Pie is really swell. Fragrant, fruit-rich orange jello molded with apricots under a blanket of fluffy whipped cream. A beautiful combination to look at, a delicious one to taste. Just be sure to make your apricot pie with genuine jello, for only jello brings you jello's extra-rich fruit flavor. So try this delicious new pie for dessert. Order Jell-O from your grocer tomorrow.
We want Hashtag! We want Hashtag! We want Hashtag! Yeah!
Mutual presents We Want a Touchdown, the nation's radio football game with Red Barber, famous sports commentator. Want a Touchdown is radio football with all the color and thrills of a real game, with headliners from football's Hall of Fame. Each week, we bring you a pregame football quiz between two teams representing universities that will meet on the actual gridiron on Saturday afternoon. Tonight, the Red Raiders from Colgate are to clash with NYU's Violets, with four former stars from each university facing each other on the Mutual Playhouse gridiron. Here on the stage is a large diagram of a football field marked out in 10-yard stripes. The players will draw questions and the ball will move up and down the field just as it does in a real game. By answering questions correctly, our players will score. Red Barber will be our referee and his decisions will be final. Our stadium is packed. The cheerleaders are ready. Here come the Red Raiders from Colgate University.
Colgate! 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 Rah, 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 rah.
Big Red team has taken the field. The boys look mighty confident tonight. Last year, Colgate was defeated by NYU 13-7. And tonight, they're going to try to avenge that defeat. The Violet team from NYU will be here any moment. Everyone in the stand is watching the arch. Here they come now, NYU! Red Barber has gone down to midfield and is talking with the two captains. Colgate is led by Mike Stramiello, former end. NYU by Burl Follett, former fullback. We take you now to midfield and Brother Red Barber.
Well, players, you'll advance the ball according to your knowledge of football. Now, we have here two types of questions. The first type are running play questions, which net you, if answered correctly, 10 yards. And they require only the simple answer of either right or wrong. The second type, forward pass questions, and they're good for 20 yards. And here, your entire team may huddle with you to decide on the correct reply. A touchdown will, of course, count 6 points, and the captain of the team will be asked an additional question for the point after touchdown. Now, listen carefully. If you give an incorrect answer, or you fail to answer within the allotted time, well, then the ball goes over to the opposing team. Brother Al Helfer, will you introduce our teams to the radio audience?
All right, Red. Tonight, Colgate University is represented by Mike Stramiello, Alan Carter, Eddie Tryon, and Gene Helwig. For New York University, we have Burl Follett, Buck O'Neill, Jack Conner, and Stan Sharp.
So it's Colgate University versus New York University. Now, gentlemen, I'm going to toss a coin to decide which team will kick off. And that's very important as you have possession of the ball if you win the toss on your own 40-yard line. So call it Captain Stramiello. And tails it is. So it will be Captain Fred Follett of NYU who will have the first time to put the ball in play. Now, Colgate, You'll be on the defensive. Are you ready?
We're ready.
All right. NYU on the offensive. Ready?
Ready.
And so the game is on with NYU in possession of the ball on our own 40. And Captain Fred Follett stepping to the microphone. Now, Fred, when were you playing ball at NYU?
27, 28, and 29, Red.
I see. And your position was what?
Fullback.
Fullback. Now, when you finished at NYU, did you finish playing football?
No, I didn't. I played 4 years of pro.
Mm-hmm. And then you hung up your shoes?
Well, I'm still officiating.
Mm-hmm. Can't get away from the game.
Okay.
All right, now for the game's first play. You have drawn a running play, which means 10 yards if you answer it right. Now, simply say right or wrong. Sonny Sundstrom starred at Minnesota.
Wrong.
And you're right, because he starred at Cornell. So, NYU gains 10 yards and moves to the 50-yard line. And NYU keeps possession of the ball, and Buck O'Neill, former quarterback at NYU, his class was 1925, steps up. Well, Buck, after you finished playing at NYU, were you through playing football?
No, I played 1 year of pro ball.
Mm-hmm. And then you decided to settle down.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing now?
I'm practicing law.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you've selected a running play, which is good for 10 yards if you answer properly. And the question is, Columbia's emblem is the leopard.
That's wrong.
And you're right. For 10 more yards, as NYU moves down the field to the Colgate 40-yard line. And stepping up is Jack Connor of the class of 28 at NYU. Jack, did you play football?
Yes, I played for NYU from 25 to 27.
Mm-hmm. And your position was what?
Quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And after you played at NYU, did you finish playing?
No, well, I finished playing, but I actually coached with Chick from 28 to 37 until he retired from Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing now?
I'm over with Claire B. over Long Island U.
In football?
That's right.
I only thought they played basketball.
Well, they're starting football this season. And hope to get along pretty good with it.
All right. And you're starting off on the offensive, and you've selected a running play which is good for 10 yards. Fordham and Columbia no longer meet at football.
That's right.
And you're right for another 10 yards. And NYU, an unbroken march in this scoreless football game, has now moved down to the Colgate 30-yard line. And stepping up is Stan Sharp, the fourth of our gritsters from NYU, and his class was 1937. Stan, and if I recall, you played left end.
That's right.
And played it for 3 years.
Yes.
And were captain in 36.
That's right.
And then, were you finished playing football?
Well, I just do a little coaching now, feel some high.
Mm-hmm. And after you played at NYU, though, you didn't play anymore.
Well, I played under Andy Kerr on the All-Star team.
Well, now, wait just a moment. This is getting serious. You went to NYU, you're representing NYU tonight, and you've played a football game for Andy Kerr. I think we'll have to take it up with the members of your club whether you should be permitted to run with the ball. What about it, NYU?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Fine. All right. I hope you come out right, see, because there's a question, Stan. And you've selected a running play. We've yet to have a forward pass and go into the air. It's strictly on the ground. Yours is a running play, and it's Red Grange wore the number 87 on his jersey.
Wrong.
And you're right, because it was 77, and it's another 10-yard game for NYU. And the Violet is moving right down the field now to the Colgate 20. And don't know whether we're approaching a score or not. And back again for the second ball handling is Captain Beryl Follett. Will you select your play? And let's see. It is another running play for 10 yards. Here you are, Beryl. Colgate teams are called the Sky Bulls.
Wrong.
And you're right. Carnegie Tech is the Sky Bulls. Another 10-yard game. And this moves NYU in an unbroken parade down to the 10-yard line. It's still scoreless, but will it be? And the pressure is on Buck O'Neill of NYU. And Buck, it's a running play, 10 yards. That's all you need if you get it right. The ball is placed on the 40-yard line of the kicking team for the kickoff.
Right.
And it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown and 6 big points for NYU. And now to assume the responsibility of seeing if his educated answer can spell the 7th and the extra point is Captain Beryl Follett. Your play? It is a running play. Of course, the yards make no difference now. Here it is. Sweet Oberlander was a noted Minnesota fullback.
No, he played at Dartmouth. That's wrong.
You are right, and it's 7 points for NYU. Well, under the rules of our football game, The team that has scored then loses possession of the ball, and the opponents go on the offensive on their own 40, which means that Colgate is coming into the fray without having a chance to have had the ball as yet. And up now at the microphone on the field of radio gridiron activity is Captain Mike Stramolello of Colgate 1930. Right, Mike?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And memory doesn't trick me, you played end.
That's right.
And were you playing at Colgate when Andy Carr was coaching?
I played there in 29 when Andy first came to Colgate.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he immediately turn loose that razzle-dazzle on you boys?
Why, no. I think he had to introduce his double-wing system to us first, so he didn't give us the razzle-dazzle.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about you after you played college ball? Were you then finished?
No, I played 5 years of pro ball.
The Iberis bit you deeply, huh?
Very deeply.
Mm-hmm. And after your 5 years pro ball, then did you leave football alone?
No, I coached for 2 years at the Newark Bears.
Professional.
That's right.
And then after those 2 years coaching, I guess you left it alone.
Well, I left it alone as far as coaching was concerned, but I am still part owner of the Newark team.
So you're still in football to the moment.
That's
all right, Mike. And you have selected a running play. We've yet to get that 20-yard forward pass. The running play is for 10 yards, as you know. And this is Colgate on the offensive on the Colgate 40 with NYU leading 7-0. Dick Harlow, formerly coached Colgate.
Right.
And you're right for 10 yards as Colgate goes right down. And stepping up now for Colgate is Gene Helwig. And what was your class, Gene?
27.
Mm-hmm. And you played football?
That's right.
Your position?
Quarterback and halfback.
Mm-hmm. Then were you through playing football after you played your allotted 3 years varsity?
Well, I went back to school in the fall of 27 and assisted that fall.
Mm-hmm. Did some coaching?
That's right.
All right. Well, now I hope that your coaching experience stands you in good stead, and I know that your school is counting on you. It's a running play for 10 yards, Gene. Right or wrong? Andy Palin was a noted St. Mary's back.
Wrong.
You're right. For 10 yards, he played it for him. And that means on two plays, two running plays, Colgate has now moved into NYU's territory. They're on the Violet 40. And stepping up is Eddie Tryon of Colgate 26, the All-American halfback. How are you, Eddie?
All right.
I'm not going to interview you very much now because I want to crack at you later. So I'm going to put you right to work, toting the ball, and you have selected. It's still a running play. Gee, you fellows are conservative. You're sort of like Sutherland in Ohio State a couple of years ago. 10 yards, and it's Alizia Wheelock, founded Dartmouth. Right or wrong? Right, you are right. And the All-America crashes through for 10 yards. And now it is Colgate down to the NYU 30, and NYU leading 7-0. And stepping up is Alan Carter of Colgate 19-6. How are you, Mr. Carter?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did you play football?
Yes, sir.
And where did you play? We've had backs all over the place here in Inns.
Lineman, guard and tackle.
One of the unsung heroes.
Right.
Well, Mr. Carter, what are you doing now?
I'm with the New York Telephone Company.
I see. All right, sir. And you've selected a running play 10 yards. You fellas are really conservative. Maybe it's raining and the ball is too wet to be handled. After a safety, the ball is put in play on the 20-yard line. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
I'm sorry, you were wrong, because it is put in play on the 20-yard line. And thus, for the first time, one of the ball clubs loses possession. And NYU, already leading in the first half 7-0, takes over on her own 30-yard line. And now it is Jack Connor of NYU 28, the quarterback. And what's he going to select? It's a running play. Good for 10 yards. Man Mountain Dean was a famous Notre Dame tackle.
That's wrong.
And you're right for 10 yards as NYU goes marching back.
It's the end of the first half, and NYU leads at the score of 7-0. Here comes the NYU band. They're marching down the field through the goalposts. And now we take you to the press box where Red Barber is waiting to interview Eddie Tryon on football. Take it away, press box.
Thanks, Brother Al. Quarter ton. Well, Eddie, now for the interview. And to begin with, Of course, everyone knew of your football activities when you were playing at Colgate. And then, did you go into pro ball?
I did.
And how many years?
Well, I played 2 years in the National League, and then I played several years out in New Jersey.
Well, did you find pro ball tougher or harder than college ball?
Well, I think pro ball is just maybe a step ahead of college ball.
Why would you say that?
Well, my opinion, understand, it's not really official,
mm-hmm.
but I believe that when you have 11 stars to work with, like the pro teams, I believe that they have more chance of putting out greater teams than the college team who only has maybe a few stars.
Mm-hmm. So you would say it's the age of specialization with having a mass of specialists.
We get the boys when they're, well, maybe they've seen a lot of football. They haven't played organized football. They don't know much about what the game's about, tackling, blocking, so forth. And we try to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
put them into a game that makes them look like a team.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eddie, let's say that you have 100 kids that come out for high school football, and maybe of these 100, 75 or 80 have never played football at all. Now, you certainly can't handle that many. I doubt if you have that much equipment. So you've got to weed your squad down and get it to where you can handle it. Now, how do you go about in a short time finding out from these raw kids, just those that have the promise to possibly be football players and those that never will be?
Well, that's a very difficult problem. For the simple reason that lots of times we cut boys off our squad, of course, understanding that most of the boys haven't played,
mm-hmm.
That are really good boys that come out next year and maybe are stars of your team. Mm-hmm. But we try to cut the boys from their appearance on the field, whether they can take and handle themselves, and they can handle the ball, the way they run, and the way they... the general actions.
Mm-hmm. Of course, if you get a guy like Brother Health for 250 pounds, you naturally figure you're going to use him somewhere.
Yes, we'd probably put him right in the middle.
Well, he's used to that, Eddie. Well, what are the thrills that a high school coach derives from his job?
Well, you get a great thrill out of watching the boys do something that you have shown them how to do. You get a thrill out of course, everybody gets a thrill out of winning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can show the boys how to play the way you want them to play and really get them to play that way, well, you'll get the thrill of winning, too.
Well, isn't your responsibility very heavy, particularly with these young boys, when you're teaching them how to protect themselves on the field?
Oh, yes. I think that the boys have to be taught how to handle themselves, even if they have some ability of their own.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few boys know how to block. Mm-hmm. I think it's the hardest thing to teach in football.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just hope that you find that it isn't very difficult to teach. You find a lot of natural talent, and all success to you as you continue on in the great game of football, Eddie.
I thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Eddie Tryon. Thank you, Redhead. Now here comes the Colgate band marching down the field. Let's listen. Teams are back on the field. They look fresh and ready to go after their brief rest. The lineup remains the same, and at the end of the half, the score was Colgate nothing, New York University 7. Here comes an NYU cheer.
Hoorah! 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 Hoorah!
Ready to go out there. The center is over the ball. It's snapped. Take it, Red Barber.
And standing here at the microphone, waiting for the first play of the second half, with NYU leading 7-0, is Captain Mike Stramolello of Colgate. And so, Captain Stramolello has selected a forward pass play of 20 yards. Colgate, being behind, is naturally striking now with every weapon at its command. It's into the air for 20 yards, which means that Colgate is huddling. The question is this. What famous end gained renown as a singer and actor?
Paul Robeson.
Now it is up to Captain Mike to answer.
Paul Robeson.
Right. Paul Robeson has 20 yards.
for Colgate.
And Colgate has now moved 10 yards into NYU's territory with a Violet leading 7-0. And now, here is Gene Helwig of Colgate 27. And he's going to mix one up to the weak side, a running play of 10 yards, right or wrong. Chrysler succeeded Yost as Michigan coach.
Wrong.
You're right for 10 more yards as Colgate continues moving. Now down to the NYU 30. And stepping up is Eddie Tryon. And he selected a running play of 10 yards. Well, Eddie, the halfback, let's see. Navy beat Army the first time they ever met, right or wrong?
Right.
You are right for 10 more yards. That was an 1890, 24-0. And now down to the 20-yard line of NYU is Colgate. And coming up now is Alan Carter of Colgate 19-6, the veteran guard and tackle back in the days of mass play when it was mass. It's a running play, Alan, 10 yards, right or wrong?
This should be right down your alley.
To avoid being mousetrapped, a defensive player should charge in deep.
Wrong.
You should know it is right. And it's 10 more yards for Colgate down to the NYU 10. And now with the responsibility of converting for 6 points in a possible tie is Captain Mike Spamalello. And 10 yards is all he needs. It's right or wrong. William and Mary College is older than Yale.
Right.
You're right, and it's a touchdown for Colgate. It's a touchdown for Colgate. NYU leads 7-6. And here is Captain Stramolello, who must have the responsibility of the tie or else be behind. The little brown jug football trophy is now in Ann Arbor.
Right.
You're wrong. I'm sorry. And NYU leads 7-6. As Minnesota, from winning last year, has it at Minneapolis. And so now it is NYU's time to go on the offensive, putting the ball in play on the NYU 40. And the Violet leads 7-6, and maybe we'll see some freezing on the ball. I don't know. Captain Beryl Follett of the class of 1930 selects a running play, right or wrong, 10 yards. Don Herring, father of the Princeton Guard, made the Oxford rugby team.
Right.
You're right for 10 yards as the Violet moves to the 50. And stepping up now is Buck O'Neill of NYU. It's another running play. Yale has won twice as many games as Princeton in their series.
Right.
You're wrong. It's a fumble, and Colgate, behind 1.7-6, takes over on the 50-yard line, and it's Gene Helwig, the former quarterback. It's a running play he selected. Percy Horton once coached Colgate.
Wrong.
You're right for 10 yards as Colgate moves to NYU's 40. And now it's a question of playing against time. Colgate is on NYU's 40-yard line. And stepping up is Eddie Tryon, and he's going into the air, the former fleet-footed halfback. It's a huddle for Colgate. Boys around the microphone. A forward pass, 20 yards if you get it. You lose the ball here in the clutch if you don't. Who first said, a team that won't be beat can't be beat?
Bill Roper.
Wrong. Johnny Poe. And Colgate has now lost the ball. And NYU takes over the ball on her own 40-yard line. And here is Jack Connor of NYU 28. And he's going into the air. The Violets, because they had 1 point, figure it's not enough, so they're going to go for distance. Name Notre Dame's four horsemen. All right, Jack.
Layden, Crowley, Strudelair, and Miller.
Right for 20 yards. And NYU is now to Colgate's 40-yard line. And leading 7-6 and playing the game heroically. From NYU, Stan Sharp. A running play now. Defensive holding is penalized 5 yards.
Right.
You're right for 10 more yards. And NYU down to Colgate 30. Stepping up now is Captain Follett of NYU. It's a running play. He's getting conservative down in payday. Pittsburgh's mascot is the Wildcat.
Wrong.
You're right for 10 more yards. And the Violet is surging down to the Colgate 20. And stepping up quickly is Buck O'Neill. We've got to move. It's a forward pass play. It's all or nothing for you. It's a touchdown or nothing. Which of the four horsemen is no longer associated with football as a livelihood?
Don Miller.
Don Miller.
You're right, and it's a touchdown for NYU. Favor the Violet, and it is upon Captain Beryl Follett's shoulders whether it'll be 14. Columbia has won its last two games against Yale.
Right.
You are right for the extra point. Now it'll take heroic measures on the part of Colgate as they put the ball in play on their own 40. Alan Carter of 19-6. A running play. Good for 10 yards, right or wrong. Larry Kelly scored for Yale in every Big Three game during his career.
Right.
You are right for 10 yards. And with 3 minutes left to play, Colgate has possession of the ball now on the 50-yard line. And stepping up now is Captain Mike Stramolello. A running play. Dobie's Cornell teams of 1921, 22, and 23 were unbeaten and untied.
Wrong.
You fumble, it is right. And now NYU takes over the ball, already ahead 14-6, right in the middle of the field. And stepping up from NYU, Buck O'Neill, the quarterback. And he's forward passing, 20 yards. A huddle, gentlemen. And quick. How wide is a football field?
163 feet.
Wrong. It is 160 feet. So, Colgate is right back on the offensive on the 50-yard line, and stepping up is Gene Helwig, the Colgate quarterback. Gene decides on the ground for this play and 10 yards right or wrong. University of Oregon's colors are yellow and green.
Wrong.
You are wrong. It is right. And NYU right back. A triple set of fumbles on the 50-yard line. It's a stalemate. And with 2 minutes left to play, NYU leading 14-6 sends into action Jack Connor. A running play for 10 yards. Army never beat Notre Dame under Coach Gar Davidson's regime.
That's right.
You are right for 10 yards and no fumbles. Now it is NYU down to the Colgate 40, and stepping in from left end is Stan Sharp. A running play. A substitute must not speak to anybody on the field before one play has been run off.
Right.
Wrong. He can certainly speak to the referee. And Colgate takes over on NYU's 40, 60 yards away. And stepping in now is Eddie Tryon. Eddie, a forward pass. I don't blame you. Time is getting short, around a minute. Around that microphone, boys.
Get these tough ones somehow.
Remember, stay wide awake on this one. Who coaches the West Virginia team?
Who is that guy?
Rogers. The clock is running. Time is getting precious. Eddie, you'll have to give the answer. Come in, Eddie.
Ron.
Sleepy Glenn. And NYU takes over the ball. NYU takes over the ball on the Colgate 40-yard line. And Captain Follett of NYU, maybe you have time to strike for another score. You already lead 14-6. A running play. You're playing it conservative. Dick Harlow is a noted ornithologist.
Right.
You're right, and I was almost wrong on the pronunciation. It's 10 yards for NYU and down to the Colgate 30. Buck O'Neill of NYU, a running play. Michigan's nickname, the Badgers.
Wrong.
You're right for 10 more yards as NYU moves to the Colgate 20. And we're having a fast finish with approximately a minute left in play. Jack Connor of NYU, a running play, 10 yards. Dartmouth was originally an Indian missionary school.
That's right.
You are right for 4 yards.
There goes the gun. It's all over, and NYU wins with a score of 14-6. With a score of 14-6, the former football stars of NYU have defeated their rivals from Colgate. Will they be able to duplicate this victory on Saturday when the two great teams meet at Hamilton, New York? Time will tell.
This is Red Barber asking you to join us again next Thursday evening at 10:30 o'clock Eastern Standard Time when We Want a Touchdown will present a game between a big red team from Cornell University and the Orange Warriors from Syracuse. Al Helfer totes the whistle next week. Until then, good night.
That's right, Red, and good luck to you on the World Series. Attention, alumna of Cornell and Syracuse. Next week, two teams of former stars representing your alma maters will clash on the Mutual Playhouse gridiron. Seats have been reserved in the cheering section. All requests for tickets must be in by next Monday. Don't forget to join us next week when you hear this cheer.
We want a touchdown! We want a touchdown! We want a touchdown! Yeah!
We Want a Touchdown, directed by Roger Bauer, came to you from the Mutual Radio Playhouse on 42nd Street, just west of Times Square in New York City. Al Helfer speaking.
You're listening to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY in a program called We Want a Touchdown, hosted by Red Barber and featuring teams from Colgate to New York University. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s. When the Golden Age of Radio continues on Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Right now, here's an episode of Wild Bill Elliott and the Mystery of the Vanishing Stagecoach as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
Look at him rope and look at him ride!
Up there, boy! Let's ride, Stormy!
It's Wild Bill Elliott in person, brought to you Monday through Friday at this time by the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. And now, for action and adventure, Western style, it's Bill Elliott, star of Republic Pictures' great Western epics in his own radio program. With all of its boisterous vigor, the early West gave birth to some rawhide tough towns. Towns like Tombstone, Dodge, El Paso, or situated in the elbow of the Three Forks River at the base of Piebald Mountain, the roaring cow town called Rimhorn. Not far from Rimhorn, along the dusty and rutted trail, are the rolling green acres of the Bar Bar A Ranch, a ranch owned by elderly newspaper publisher Major Elliott, but actually operated by his grandson, known far and wide as Wild Bill. And as we join Wild Bill and his youthful sidekick, Buddy Fillmore, we find them checking fences on the south slopes of the great ranch.
You know, Buddy, everything's certainly in mighty good shape.
It ought to be in good shape, Bill, with you ramriding the Bar Bar A.
Well, thanks, Buddy. Say, wait a minute. You trying to butter me up, hoping I'll change my mind about it?
Whoa, Sonny, who?
Whoa, Stormy. Now, who in blazes threw that shot at us?
Look, Bill, over by the Arroyo. There's someone coming, ears over elbow.
Well, I'll be hung. You see who it is, Buddy? It's old Murph from my grandfather's newspaper office. Hey, Murphy, what the dickens is the idea of tossing lead at us?
Oh, look here. Oh, howdy, Bill. Buddy. Oh, gee, Hossifat. I've been chasing you for miles. And the more I chased and yelled, the further away you two got. Bill, your grandpop wants you to come into town pronto. There's more trouble busted loose than 10 men can handle.
Trouble?
Yeah, the noon stagecoach from Yatta Springs is missing.
It is.
And on top of that, the major got a telegram from the state capitol that's got his eyes to flashing and his neck bulging like a brim of steers.
Oh, the stagecoach missing? Well, we'll soon find out about that. But if this is just another of the major's schemes to get me behind a desk, well, grandfather or not, that old gentleman's got a scrap on his hands. Come on, Buddy, let's go.
Partners, today's a big day. You're hearing for the first time the brand new exciting Bill Elliott Show. Yep, sure enough, the one and only Bill Elliott himself is teaming up with the keen-tasting breakfast cereals shot from guns. That's the original, the one and only Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice.
Believe me, there's plenty of fun and excitement ahead. Don't miss out on a bit of it. Treat yourself each morning to Quaker puffed wheat or rice. These giant grains are shot from guns to make them crisp and tender, bigger and better tasting. They're shot through and through with nut-like flavor, too. Pour on some milk, add sugar, and top with fruit. There's a He-Man breakfast for you. You get extra health benefits, too. For natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron are restored in delicious Quaker puffed wheat and rice. So, partner, ride the trail each day with Bill Elliott, Monday through Friday at the same time. Be sure to tell your friends about it. And team up with a He-Man breakfast. Eat Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice. And now, back to our Western adventure story starring Bill Elliott. With word sent to him by his grandfather, Major Elliott, publisher of the Frontier Times, that the stagecoach from Riata Springs has vanished, we now find Bill and Buddy in Major Elliott's newspaper office.
But, Major, if you'd only listen to me.
Young man, you'll do the listening. This paper needs your help, and by gilded glory, you're unbuckling those six guns and buckling down to work here.
Major, if you think I'm going to throw my saddle over some swivel chair when the stagecoach is missing...
The missing coach is only half of the deviltry that's going on. Here, read this bulletin I just got from the state capitol by wire.
Crockett City, August 28th. Usually reliable sources today confirm the persistent rumor that the state will not renew its franchise with the Southwest Stage Line, but will submit the franchise to open bids on its expiration 1 week from today.
What's that mean, Bill? Franchise?
Well, Buddy, a franchise is sort of a legal contract whereby the government permits a coaching company to run its coaches over state-owned lands and roads. Without a franchise, well, the coach company's just out of business.
Oh, is that what it means?
I'll tell you what it means. Some money-grubbing promoter somewhere is trying to feather his own nest.
But, Major, suppose you're right. How does that connect up with the stage from Riata Springs being late?
Late? My Aunt Tilly's petticoat. I tell you, that coach has disappeared. Vanished. And, Bill, it's your job to find out where, why, and how it's tied in with these political shenanigans up in Crockett City. That's the story I want you to get me for the Frontier Times.
Well, Major, I'm willing to help, of course. But I can't help tied down to a desk.
Oh, no?
No. I'm a rancher, just as you and my dad were before me. The Barbare Ranch is all...
You want to go on being Wild Bill Elliott? How do you think I feel when folks call my grandson, my own flesh and blood, Wild Bill?
Well, they call me Wild, but, Major, you know I'm a peaceable man. Except right now, I don't feel very peaceable if what you suspect is true. Come on, Buddy. We'll never get to the bottom of this sitting around a newspaper office.
Jim and Evie, it sure scares me when you and the Major start arguing.
Well, Buddy, you just leave the Major to me. You see, when all is said and done, we both feel the same way about the same thing. About the West and its development. About making this a better country for more.
Bill, what's the matter? What did you stop for?
Good grief, Buddy, look. Look down the street. Here comes the stagecoach horses without the coach. And they're running away.
Bill, they're plowing right down the street toward the school.
If someone doesn't stop that team, those school kids down there will be hurt.
But if that's the team, where's the stagecoach?
Well, it's too late to worry about that now. Buddy, as those runaways come by, I'm going to try to make a running mount on the wheel horse and drag that team to a stop. And now, here goes. Whoa! Whoa now, boys! Bless you. Whoa now. Slow down. Steady there, boys. Ah, that's it. Now, nice and easy, boys. Whoa there. Hold. Ah, now we've done it. Good. And once we get you back to the stables, we're going to find out what happened to the coach you were hitched to. Or blame well, know the reason why.
Flash, you know something?
What do you mean, Carver? Know what?
The boss was right. After seeing this Wild Bill Elliott stop them runaways, I'm telling you, he's going to be a tough nut to crack.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look, my friend, no nut's tough to crack once the shell's been shot full of holes.
Shot full of holes, eh? Yeah. See what you mean. So will this Wild Bill soon. Uh-oh. Here he comes now with that kid who rides with him.
Yeah. Well, come on, Carver. You and me better be heading for the livery stable and hitting our ponies. Looks like our job in Rimhorn's done for the day.
Darn right. Before Elliot gets a good look at us, we'd better slow.
So listen, buddy, to what I have to say.
You bet, Bill. What do you want me to do?
You go across the street and get our horses. I'm going to pop in here to the Cattlemen's Association office and see if Longhorn Jones wants to ride with us.
Gosh, do you think a range inspector might help us find out what's happened to the stagecoach that's missing?
Son, you know Longhorn's a mighty good man to have around, if you can get him. Now you scamper over and get Stormy and Sonny. And if Longhorn's in, we'll be riding inside of 2 minutes.
We'll see what happens to Wild Bill when he rides out on the trail of the mysteriously vanished stagecoach in just a few seconds. Here's a tip, straight from the shoulder, for a He-Man breakfast that's downright plum delicious, that's good for you. You just can't beat Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice. Sure, shooting the whole family will go for those ready-to-serve breakfast cereals shot from guns. So saddle up pronto and ride a straight trail to your grocer's and get both delicious kinds. Look for the famous big red and blue package with the smiling Quaker man on the front. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice are never sold in bags or bulk.
Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice, shot from guns. Nice and snappy Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice makes your family breakfast happy.
Now, back to Wild Bill Elliott, as we find him with young Buddy and the range inspector, Longhorn Jones, following the hoof marks of the runaway stage team in the hope that they'll lead them to the missing coach.
Longhorn, you can still turn back if you want to. Just because I happen to be head of the El Dorado County Cattlemen's Association, I don't want to drag you into things which you have nothing to do with.
Bill means that too, Longhorn.
Boys, I'm here on account I want to be. I hate sidewinding crooks almost as much as Wild Bill does. If this here now missing stagecoach is missing just to make the company look bad and put them out of business, then by whiskers, it's every man's job to track it down.
Well, we're still on the trail. There are the team's footprints in the road. And whoa, rein up.
Now, what in tarnation thunder's gotten through you, Bill?
Come on.
Bill, what's the matter? What's wrong?
Now, there's plenty wrong. You see there? Those are the wheel tracks the stagecoach made, and they stopped dead. Right here.
Well, Bill, this just ain't possible. The coach gets right here and stops, and no marks of anyone moving it. And reading sign, all I can say is that their stagecoach just up and vanished.
You mean, well, like the earth swallowed it up?
The earth couldn't, buddy. But there's no question that here we are, smack dab in the middle of an open piece of prairie with no place around to even hide the coach. And not only isn't it here, but no sign of it's ever having been moved.
Gosh, oh, hemlock, it's like a... like a ghost story.
No, buddy. The men who made that coach disappear were much too alive to be departed spirits. But I'll
Hey, Bill. Coming from behind us up the road, look. A couple of fellas riding wide open.
My golly, we'd better stop them. If they ride through and ahead of us, providing there's some signs of the missing coach, they'll trample them out. Hey, fellas, hold it for a minute, will you?
What are you stopping us for? We got to get to Riata Springs.
Well, that's fine, but would you mind cutting off the road to your right for about a mile? You see, we're checking some wheel tracks.
What do you mean, cut off the road? It's public, ain't it?
Maybe this long-legged maverick reckons it ain't. Maybe he thinks he took the road over.
My friend, I don't relish that kind of talk. And especially, I don't like being called a long-legged maverick.
Well, now, ain't that too bad? Cover them, Carver.
Right.
Now, are you getting out of the road and letting us through? Or are we going to have to blast you out?
I ask you politely and peaceably. But if you think you'd prefer it some other way, mister, that's up to you.
Watch it, Bill. Better the fool cat thrown down on your plumb center.
I don't think he's got salt enough to squeeze the trigger.
No, you don't, huh? Well, you make just one move and
Longhorn, slap his horse's flank.
Geronimo, Bill. You shot his gun right out of his hand.
And now you. I think you'd better mount up and start riding.
Mister, you'll get yours yet. And don't ever forget it.
Come on, Lash.
You'll be hearing more about this. Believe me, you will. Mr. Wild Bill Elliott.
Bill. He knew who you are. Knew your name and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so I heard. And if you ask me, he's probably right in warning us. Knowing who I am can mean only one thing, boys. Our troubles finding that missing stagecoach and busting up this whole crooked scheme hasn't even started yet.
Billy B. Whiskers, if I don't think you're absolutely key wrecked, Bill.
Yes, sir, we've got us a whirlwind of trouble, boys. Right smack by the tail.
Just how right Bill is about the trouble he's heading into tomorrow at the same time. Be sure to listen to this exciting Western adventure featuring Republic Pictures' great star in person, Wild Bill Elliott. Brought to you from Hollywood by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Owen James speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. Here's a tip. Straight from the shoulder. For a He-Man breakfast that's downright plum delicious, that's good for you, you just can't beat Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice. Sure as shooting, the whole family will go for those ready-to-serve breakfast cereals shot from guns. So saddle up pronto and ride a straight trail to your grocer's and get both delicious kinds. Look for the famous big red and blue package with the smiling Quaker man on the front. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice are never sold in bags or bulk.
Quaker Puffed Wheat. Rice, shot from guns, nice and snappy, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice, makes your family breakfast happy.
The Golden Age of Radio on WMKY in an episode of Wild Bill Elliott and the Mystery of the Vanishing Stagecoach. This has been the Golden Age of Radio, classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows, on the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at the same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at wmky.org.